You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. All right, Anthony, you understand how this year game is played?
Yes, I do. And just to let you guys know, I'm not just talking to you. I'm also watching you guys on YouTube.
Oh, thank you. You know what, Anthony? When I tell my neighbor that, she calls the cops every time. I don't know what the difference is here.
Be sure to smash that like burger.
Yeah, smash our like burger.
Maybe you can zoom in on us.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, today you have your choice of one of three categories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have Animalized This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, Anthony, we have License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
You know I love your guys' drug, so give me the drug.
All right, we go to Rome, New York, where Leonard Dorsey was arrested this week after police said they found him in possession of drugs after pulling him over at a traffic stop for driving while high on drugs. Police said that the stop at East 19th Street at Maple Road for driving without a license plate resulted in them discovering that Dorsey was driving while high on drugs. He was then found in possession of said drugs. So he's been charged with possession, DUI, driving without a license, and failure to display a license plate. In other words, everything a drug addict shouldn't do if they're driving while they're high on drugs. Anyway, the question is, what drug was he high on and in possession of? Was it weed, oxys, mushrooms, or crack? Weed, oxys, mushrooms, or crack? Oh, my. What drug was he on while driving without a license or a license plate?
Did you say where it was?
Rome, New York.
Rome,
New York. Rome, New York.
When in Rome, you do weed.
That's my guess. Is it weed?
I thought it'd be Rome, Italy.
No, not Italy.
Make more sense.
Excuse me.
But since it is in Rome, I'm going to go with mushrooms.
Mushrooms for Anthony.
I'm kind of with Miles. It's probably just weed, but just because there's a lot of stuff wrong with this car, I'll say crack.
Crack.
Okay.
Crack. All right, let's see here. What was this guy on while driving without a license? Without a, registration, the whole deal.
Insurance. Didn't have a license. No license plate on the car, which is why they pulled him over initially.
Yeah. Was it weed, oxys, mushrooms, or crack? We'll find out next.
Oh.
Was a tease.
You are listening to the men's.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
We go to New York State on Profile. This category drugs for a man who was arrested for driving while on a certain drug. He had it in his possession as well. Question is, and he had no license plate on the back of his car. He had no insurance. He had no actual driver's license.
He should not have been driving.
Question is, was he high on weed, oxys, mushrooms, or crack?
And Anthony, that is a question that we posed to you. Let us start with the Ted Smith. You went with the old crack. That was not crack.
All right.
Anthony, you went with shrooms. It was not shrooms. That leaves Miles Montgomery. Hey, you too, man. Miles, you went with just good old-fashioned weed. And you are correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's legal in the state.
It is. So, you just can't be
you can't drive
high
it.
On
drive
it.
It.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They still got charged with possession.
That tells me he had more than whatever.
He must have.
Right. And keep in mind, the guy did not have a license plate on his freaking car, and no license, and no insurance. I get a feeling he had a lot of weed.
Yeah, I mean, look, you don't have to be on anything or altered. Like, if you don't have a license plate on your car, you're going to get pulled over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every time.
Check your taillights, too.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyers.
Mm-hmm.
The Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Stephen Colbert. Writers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Len?
It is right there. The title. These guys have teams of talented writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Scientists are now testing bird flu vaccines for seals. And if it's successful, they will roll it out to the entire Navy.
The Ted Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fake. Not often you get a Navy SEAL joke.
No.
Apple held its annual launch event and unveiled some new products. Apple unveiled its new iPhone 17, which comes in lavender, sage, mist blue, and a few other that sounds like women's deodorant.
Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
That is Fallon.
Well, some business news. Apple held their big annual launch event and unveiled their latest products. Apple unveiled the new iPhone 17, which comes in lavender, sage, mist blue, and a few others that sound like women's deodorant.
Tyson Foods has announced it will start offering three new chicken nugget products based on NFL teams. But stay away from the Giants one, because they start out cold and never get hot.
Myers.
Yes.
That's Seth.
Tyson Foods has begun offering three new chicken nugget products inspired by NFL teams, but stay away from the Giants nuggets because they start out cold and never get hot.
Honestly, that's a great idea. We make fun of kids and Dino Nuggets all the time. If they had Seahawks Nuggets, I'd be like, Mike, you want to come over and eat Seahawks Nuggets?
You know you would.
I
get the blue and green ketchup.
The woman from the viral Coldplay kiss cam moment has filed for divorce from her husband.
Uh-oh.
It's the first time someone has listed as their reason for divorce is Jumbotron.
That sounds like Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
Do you guys see this? The woman from the viral Coldplay kiss cam moment has filed for divorce from her husband. It's the first time someone listed their reason for divorce as Jumbotron.
Apparently they were already separated. according to her ex-husband or whoever she separated from.
Yeah, I don't know.
I believe that guy.
Yeah.
Because like, if, sure. if your wife got caught cheating on you and everybody in the world knows it, I don't really see... He doesn't need to come out and be like, hey, honestly, dude, we were already separated.
Right. Yeah.
Not a big deal. Mm-hmm. Now, the CEO...
No, he's got a whole different story.
Right. I was like, he lost his job. He's got to explain, like, well, no, honey, she was separated from her husband. Yeah. Like, yeah,
I was consoling her.
Yeah.
From behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think she moved on.
Last night, I talk about watching Vice TV channel sometimes. So they have some good shows, right? They have some good sports ones. And then they have a couple, like, basically, they're right up my alley these days. They basically do gangs.
All right.
And sports stuff. So United Gangs of America, kind of an interesting one.
All right.
Because they take all different types, right? One episode might be about MS-13. Another one might be about their rivals.
They haven't done one about the Little Rascals.
I haven't heard of the Little Rascals.
Yeah, they were a gang. That's how they were described, right?
Correct.
In TV show.
Like the Bloodhound Gang.
Yeah.
Bloodhound Gang hasn't shown up on there.
Okay. How about Cool and?
Nope, not Cool and the Gang.
Okay. You let us know when they get to that, I'm in.
Yeah. But, yeah, just some interesting ones. And then another one, and again, I wouldn't... This is a different show, but they have one that's just on the Hell's Angels. Right? Okay. Obviously, I would say a motorcycle club, not a gang. But it is interesting. Like, I always think of them as just such an American group.
Yeah.
But they are massive in Canada.
Really?
Yeah. And it's kind of crazy that, like, you know, now that weed's legal, you don't really think about it, but, like, it was massive in Montreal, right? There was this guy, was it Mambouchet or something? And, which I know.
Wait, the Hell's Angels were massive in Montreal?
Correct. So
what
then
that guy. French.
Trust me, man.
Le Angel de Hadith.
Yes. Yeah. Kind of takes away the badassness. Yeah. You know, when you're speaking French.
I am. Look, I'm not saying you couldn't beat my ass.
Oh, no, of course. Just, you'd be wiped on the planet.
I am the Hell's Angel. It's like, really, man?
Give me a baguette.
Yeah.
I will beat you with it.
But it's kind of wild, like, is the Montreal part of it is kind of losing power. There's a guy that moves out to Vancouver, B.C., and basically starts moving just crazy amounts of marijuana, and he's one of the first guys linked up with El Chapo.
Damn.
And then you forget, like, look, I think of weed as not really, like, a drug like other street drugs.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's how they, you know, that his cartel was built on weed to start with. Now,
that sounds funny saying
that. It does, and it helps now that it's legal. You kind of take some of that, you take a lot of that out of it. And as somebody that enjoys marijuana, that was always one of the bad things. Like, I don't want to go to a real drug dealer.
No,
you know what I mean? Like, you know,
do you just sell weed, or is this like full service?
Correct. Like, what other clientele's coming by?
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Who else am I going to talk to in your waiting room?
Yeah, but those shows are super interesting. And then, of course, you can't have any. I don't care if it's a motorcycle club, Mexican gang, or whatever. Those Italians are still involved from the old school.
Right.
Like, you know, Montreal, New York City, you know what I mean? I'm just like, damn. Like, the mafia is always involved in this and that. So, pretty interesting.
Really don't like paying taxes. Nobody does.
They don't. Yeah. Well, it's funny, too, is like, my mom would always tell me about how her mother played the numbers every day. And then people forget about it, but basically all the states, one by one, just went... Well, the mafia's playing basically lotto every day. They called it the numbers. So that's basically how we got the lottery.
Yeah,
they were like, oh, we can make money off this, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We all heard about the Golden Bachelor, Mel Owens. Remember, he came out and said, I'm not really interested in women over 60, even though he is. Well, he walked it back. And ABC, I don't know if they're just messing with him or not. But they announced the cast of the 23 women who will be competing for the relationship. There's only one under 60. She's 58.
It's the Golden Bachelor. This is the moment for older folks, men and women, to get in here. Sorry, if you don't like the older crowd, this ain't for you. This isn't Sugar Daddy.
Jesus, thank you, Mike. I was just about to say that. I think he was hoping for a different show. Like, you want to be Sugar Daddy Bachelor, which is fine. The women will be in their 30s.
But that's not what it's called.
Right. You're on the Golden Bachelor, which means they're going to be your age.
Golden.
Do you have to get married? I mean, on the show? Is that the idea?
You have to get engaged.
You have to get engaged.
Is the part of it. Yeah.
Okay.
They don't outright say it, but yeah, you do.
It's amazing they can find people that old to still want to do that.
It's about being on TV.
You know?
I mean,
that's the main thing.
It is about being on TV, yeah.
Right. And I've been saying this, beating this drum for years, right? I think that's one of the big things about social media, right? A lot of people go, I couldn't ever do be on TV or even our job. It's like, right now, everybody likes to be kind of recognized and heard. So every time on social media you post something, somebody can like it or whatever. It gives you that, almost like a little dopamine hit.
Yeah.
So same thing, like we always think about is like trash TV or reality TV people being these people in their early 20s. But like, trust me, there's plenty of people in their 50s, 60s, 70s who still want to be like, I want to go be a TV star.
Hence the Golden Bachelor.
Right. And they, a couple of them, the women, there's four women over 70. The oldest one being 77.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, look, I'm not a sports book, but I would say the money's low on her.
Well, you don't know. Who knows?
You don't know.
Maybe it's just like a box check, you know, like a bucket list.
I got some Charlie Sheen stuff, all right? This one's kind of funny. Charlie Sheen once was, in 2013, he was in Scotland, and he decided to go hunt for the Loch Ness Monster himself.
Of course he did.
He said him and two friends went on a lake in an old-style wooden rowboat. Took along a traditional kerosene lamp, a large hook, a thick chain, and a leg of lamb.
Okay. A thick hook. Where they can try to fish for it?
Basically, do you know what inspired this?
I have no idea.
In Jaws, most people forget. Remember those two fishermen? And they have
sitting under the pier.
They're sitting at the end of the pier, and they just have a huge hook, and they put, either when the guy says, like, my wife's ham or turkey,
something like that, yeah.
Throw it in the water, Jaws tears it apart. That's what they were drunk. They also had a bottle of whiskey with them, and they were like, get a leg of lamb. I bet we can go out there and do that. Right, the guy called it all over. Said they went out twice, never spotted Nessie. Charlie later claimed for a second time something was happening. There was a vent of top of the water that was crazy. It's like, well, yeah. I mean, you also look if three drunk guys are in a rowboat in a lake and you have some type of bait in there, at some point, there will be some activity on top of the water.
Yes.
Right? It could just be bubbles.
Bubbles.
Fish taking, blowing bubbles. Or taking little nibbles. Right. Charlie Sheen story two. Now this one, this is just Hollywood to the end, right?
All right.
Charlie Sheen basically, in his new memoir, says in 2000, he was filming Rated X in Toronto with his brother, Emilio Estevez. Emilio! And he decided he was going to hire a prostitute.
Shocking.
Right. After they had sex, they were lying in the bed. She slapped his bare stomach and said, what do you say, fatso? You up for round two?
Damn.
Charlie said, I was crushed. I wanted to blow my brains out. So, but he didn't go for that second round. As soon as he got back to L.A., he got liposuction.
Because the prostitute called him fat ass.
Fatso.
Fatso, my bad.
Yeah. I don't know how to explain it. There's a few different terms.
Fatso hits different.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's intentionally hurtful.
Yeah.
You call somebody a fat ass, it's like, yeah.
Just the way you said it, dude. I hear you, man.
Intentionally.
Intentionally.
You really mean
hurtful.
Mike's right. You guys wouldn't know. I don't know how to explain it. So like, get out of the way, fat ass. Like, not great, but you move on. So because you're fatso or tubby, you're going to be like, all right, we got to stop.
It's because it comes all the way from childhood.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm in elementary school, no one calls someone a fat ass. You would call someone a fatso, right?
Right.
I mean,
or tubby.
Right. Yeah. And it was ill intent.
That's right.
We specifically said it to hurt your feelings. Correct. Right? So you think of kids switching up to fat ass.
Yeah.
That 20 years from now, they'll be like, look, fatso's fine. Fat ass.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's the one to hit your head. And if a kid said it, and that's what kids, I don't even know if they still say it, but that's certainly what they said when I was growing up. But they meant it. Period.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it. There's just phrases. I imagine her slap. It's not like Charlie Sheen's, right, ever been huge.
Someone says fat ass, and you get pissed. Someone calls you fat, so you're like, oh, I should go hit the treadmill.
Yeah.
Okay, so fat ass is an insult. Fatso is a true observation of your being.
Dig, right.
Okay.
Credit to Charlie, though. He's gained some weight since getting sober. Said, I'd rather be a bit soft than alive and crack skinny and effing
crack
dead.
Crack skinny.
Which
crack
is, skinny. I mean, to his credit, like, people that are strung out on drugs are thin, not a good way.
That's true.
Netflix Tonight documentary.
Oh, boy.
A.K.A. Charlie Sheen.
Oh, that's tonight.
If you want to watch that. His book is out, but includes interviews with Denise Richards, Heidi Fleiss, John Cryer, Sean Penn, Chris Tucker, and Charlie's drug dealer, Marco.
Okay.
Marco.
Thank you, Chad. We appreciate it. Headlines coming up next. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
Here we go. After nearly 800 years, an organ blows its pipes again. Meanwhile, a man's own butt dial lands him in the pen. New Jersey man goes to the gun range, and it does not go well. A cruise ship passenger jumped off a boat. He's got a story to tell. And authorities find over a ton of cocaine floating in the Pacific Ocean. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We're going to Texas, where small mistakes have big consequences. Thank you. Police arrested a local man for the murder of his roommate. The story goes that the pair had launched into an argument that turned violent, clearly, and ended with the man killing his roommate by way of strangulation. Police then deduced that the man called up a friend of his to help him move the body out of the home and dispose of it elsewhere, using her truck as transport. While the man was unable to avoid capture, his accomplice was able to keep her identity a secret from police until a fresh piece of evidence came to the attention of authorities. As you recall, they pieced together that the man called the woman to help him move the body, which explains how the woman's phone also contained a two-minute-long voicemail from the murderer after he clearly butt-dialed her while they were in the process of moving the body. Ooh. Authorities report hearing the couple struggling to move something with the murderer uttering apologies to the effect of, "I'm sorry to get you all wrapped up in this."
Cool.
Detectives are still ironing out the details. So while they're moving the body, he butt-dials her again.
Jesus.
Which, as far as
that's
like,
not a good time to do that.
Which, as far as like people to butt dial, your accomplice is the best one to do it. Who's there helping you out? However,
sure.
I don't know if they didn't delete the voicemail or if they were able to like go back into the records or whatever it was. I don't know what all that they have record of, but
whatever they need.
If you kept that dumbass voicemail,
I would hope that you wouldn't.
Right.
If my memento of when you called me.
Yeah.
You needed me, and I answered.
In other news, to the Caribbean, where one man tried to skirt the law.
Yeah, man!
As a Royal Caribbean cruise ship disembarked out of Puerto Rico, the alarm was raised about a man that had jumped overboard. A passerby on a jet ski was able to rescue him and bring him back to the shore, but this incident was no accident. He was found with more than $14,000 cash in his possession and is believed to have bailed out with the cash to avoid a U.S. Customs and Border Protection inspection that was going on.
That's still a pretty high leap. I mean, the first tier on a cruise ship, I mean, you're thinking,
yeah,
it's amazing that guy isn't like...
Is okay.
Like a dislocated shoulder, broken leg, something.
What do we think this guy's deal was?
So as it turns out, our boy is in debt to the cruise line, owing them more than $16,000, which was mainly in gambling and casino debts.
Okay.
He told authorities that he jumped off the ship because he was afraid that he would have to pay tax duties on the money that he was bringing in.
Oh.
And if found guilty of his charges, he could be facing steep fines. So it's a little bit of a broken story. I read a couple of them trying to figure out what exactly the answer was, but what it sounds like, I don't know how you do this, but he racked up more than $16,700 in debt to the cruise's casino. Right. I don't know how you gamble on credit, but that sounds like one of the worst ideas possible.
I think that's why most casinos don't do that.
Yeah.
Unless you have a proven history of being good on the cash.
So
right?
He's got 17 grand worth of debt. He goes in, they port in Puerto Rico. Somehow he gets 14 grand cash. Right. I don't know if he pulled it out with an ATM. I don't know if he sold something. I don't know if he stole it. I don't know how he got 14 G's, but he did. Then he gets on the boat. Oh, just so happened to be having a U.S. Border Protection and inspection going on the boat, which means that they would find that money and they would say, hey, you need to pay taxes on this 14 grand that you've got here.
Okay. So you think he did not have the money initially. He's trying to pay off his debt.
Right.
Does whatever he does, which we will never know.
Right.
Managed to get almost all of it. But then when he's getting on the boat, says, crap, I'm going to pay whatever the tax is.
I'm
going to
keep
this
money.
That's what I think happened. I'm not sure.
That makes the most sense.
But he doesn't have to pay taxes on money he's paying them.
No, right. But before you get on, because...
But he can't
have
the...
If you get off the boat and you walk back on, like, why do you have $14,000?
Right. But he can't have the 14 grand cash that he won from the casino because then he wouldn't be in debt. He would have just made 14 grand from the casino.
I think he's just 2 grand short.
He went to a casino maybe for the day in Puerto Rico?
Could be.
Yeah,
possibly.
That could be it, right?
That could be what he did.
That's another thing.
You know, if he racked up that kind of debt, he might have some sort of gambling problem. I have no idea.
I like that his escape plan was, I'm going to jump into the ocean.
Six stories off of this boat.
Yeah. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To Jerusalem, where a relic has been brought back to life.
Experts have recently restored and plated an organ that was buried by crusaders who intended to protect it from encroaching enemy forces 800 years ago.
Well, it worked.
They unearthed the instrument back in 1906 as crews were attempting to build a Franciscan hospice for pilgrims in Bethlehem and discovered pieces in an ancient cemetery. So for the first time since the 11th century, this thing was buried back in the 1000-aughts.
And somebody started with chopsticks.
Oh, meep, 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 meep. Yeah, good time.
Or Mr. Prowler.
Men's Room Sports Fantasy Football is back on KISW this year. The Men's Room and Daily Mid shows are each in control of a single team per show. But we are not alone, because in this day and age, you need to have four teams. So we've also got our sister stations involved, with Eric Powers of Hot 103.7 joining in on the fun. And 100.7's Morning Wolf Pack with Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron, who the Men's Room team faced off against in week one in the matchup.
Uh-huh.
Should be noted that while we made our best thought-out picks, the Morning Wolf Pack auto-drafted their entire team and ended up beating the Men's Room team 149-132.
Jeez, a whiz.
What's more is they're already bragging about their early season victory on their fine program, encouraging listeners to join in on the trash talk. And in fact, we've got one of your emails. This from Tiffany says, I'm proud to say I'm an MVP of the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. My husband listens to your show, but I've been loyal listeners to theirs, and clearly I made the right choice. Wow. Now let's talk fantasy football. Wow. How does it feel to lose to a bunch of rookies? My husband and I both won our fantasy leagues last season, but I have to admit, watching a rookie auto-drafted team take the W, that's got to sting. All jokes aside, we're just having some fun. My husband loves your show and listens every day. Thanks for all the laughs and for making his mornings better, even if the fantasy gods weren't on your side.
I don't think she was joking.
I don't think she was either.
She felt too good. No.
There's just one smart person in that home. Glad to hear it.
I happen to like the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt, Ron, and Gabe and Captain Ron, but I heard them talking a bunch of smack this morning.
Uh-huh.
Oh, look at this. Auto-drafted. We made it. They know everything. We know nothing, and we won. Or Gabe came over and was giving you crap.
As soon as we got here.
Crimin' Netley. We need to humble this crew a little bit here, man.
I put my penis on all the coffee mugs. It's all good. Don't let him see you sweat, Mike. You just go, all right. Can I pour you another cup?
If you're a fan of our show and theirs, just let them know in their emails and text comments. We'll be back for the rest of the season. Another fine showing by the Mariners at home late last night brought them up to a 5-3 win over the Cardinals and an overall win in the series, putting them just one game back of the division lead behind the Astros. Here we go again.
Mm-hmm.
Last game of the series will be played on later on tonight over en route. As far as your weather, clear-ish skies tonight bring the temperatures down to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, they're expecting partly cloudy skies with a high right around 70 degrees. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy and the Head Chef's back. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.